High school basketball last night. Boys, Mammoth Spring lost to Buffalo Island Central 61-50. Viola defeated Lutie 66-39. Bakersville lost to Cedar Ridge 81-75. Couch beat Plato 81-60. Mountain Home defeated Highland 55-28. And Hoxie lost to Marmaduke 63-45. Girls, Mammoth Spring lost to Buffalo Island Central 61-50. Couch beat Plato 66-20. Kabul defeated Conway 33-30. Salem, Arkansas defeated Cedar Ridge 62-27. It was Pocahontas over Walnut Ridge 52-32. And Hoxie beat Marmaduke 42-32. Busy schedule of basketball today, including the West Plains Zizzers. They'll open their season at home with Ozark. You can hear that game on the train, 100.9. Rick Harris will have the call. The Alton boys open their season at Bakersville tonight. Couch boys are at home with Viola. Winona boys go to Dora. The Summersville boys are at East Carter. Kabul boys at Gainesville. Houston boys play host to Clever. Licking boys and girls are at home with Salem, Missouri. Mountain Grove boys will host Eldon. Kabul girls are at home with Niangua. The Gainesville girls are at Mountain Grove. Mountain Home girls are at Hebert. The Melbourne boys will host Greene County Tech, and the Walnut Ridge boys play host to Westside Jonesboro. Arkansas State men's basketball surged in the second half versus Jackson State to claim a 74-63 victory on Monday night inside First National Bank Arena. Christian Harmon led the Red Wolves with 21 points. Visiting Long Island nearly doubled up the Missouri State Bears in the second half and shot better than 60% for the game to frustrate the homestanding Bears in a 75-61 loss on Monday. Missouri State was led by Zaxton King, who finished with 15 points. College basketball tonight, the Missouri Tigers play host to South Carolina State. 7 o'clock tip-off there. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, the 22nd-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks return to the court as they traveled to Duke to take on the 4th-ranked Blue Devils. St. Louis Blues suffer another loss last night as they lose to the New York Rangers 3-2. The Blues are back in action on Wednesday at New Jersey. NFL football on Monday night, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Carolina Panthers 20-9. Remember, on Thursday, Kansas City Chiefs return to action. They'll be in Dallas, 2:30 kickoff there, pregame at 1 o'clock. You can hear it on K-Country 95, your home for Chiefs football. College football wraps up this Saturday for most of the teams in our area. Missouri is at home as they host the Arkansas Razorbacks. The Arkansas State Red Wolves go to Appalachian State, and Missouri State is at home with Louisiana Tech. The All-Ozark Mountain Conference football team has been announced. Several West Plains Zizzers are on the team. On offense, offensive line Jackson Hunter, wide receiver Jacob Moore, quarterback Ethan Miller, and athlete Jackson Taylor. On defense, Jackson Hunter for the defensive line, linebacker Warren Lawson, defensive back Josiah Long. The defensive player of the year went to Jackson Hunter of West Plains, and the coach of the year went to Zizzer head coach Brock Kanagi. Area school-age children are invited to participate in the Grizzly Basketball Christmas Camp December 29th and 30th at the West Plains Civic Center. The camp is being hosted by Missouri State University West Plains, Grizzly Basketball head coach Jared Fay, and assistant coaches Joe Greenwood and Walt Belcher. Current and former Grizzly basketball players also will help coach the participants, officials say. And if you need more details on that camp, you can go to our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. That's sports for the Ecom News Network. I'm Mike Robertson.